I'm in it for the long run. The minutes and the years. I'm in it for the long run. The hours and the days. I'm in it for the long run. The laughter and the tears. I'm in it for the long run. Even though you're far away.
Well, hello there. This is Jim Rooney, and I am in it for the long run. And welcome back to this series of programs where we're trolling through my more than 60-year journey in the musical world. And the last time we were listening to this great couple from Santa Fe, New Mexico, originally from Texas, from Austin, Texas, Bill and Bonnie Hearn, two of my favorite people. And we made an album called Diamonds in the Rough for Warner Western Records. And last time we heard a couple of songs that they did, one with Nancy Griffith, one with Lyle Lovett, Walk Through the Bottom Land, Lyle's song. And I'm going to continue on here for just another little bit with Bill and Bonnie because I love them so much. And I love this album that we did together so much. So here's Jerry Jeff Walker singing with them on a song that their mandolin player John Eganis wrote, and it's called Muley Brown.
Now Muley Brown rode saddle bronks like they was broke to ride. One hand on the halter rope as he marked them up the side. He'd laugh and cuss and call them names as he fishtailed around, singing Muley, Muley Brown. Yeah, Muley drove a truck back in 1943, pulling a set of doubles in a beat-up diamond tee. But the cowboy's life was calling him, he felt it deep inside. And Muley, he meant to ride. Yeah, now Muley, that horse can really fly. He can almost touch the sky, and you'll feel him hit the ground. Muley, that horse is swapping ends. And you just ain't got a friend riding to ride him till the whistle sounds. Well, he rode to Stocking, Calgary, and out in Pendleton. He fought a lot of saddle bronks, and oftentimes he won. Then he took to riding bareback bronks and bulls for something new. All around cowboy in 1952. Muley started drinking a little hard, began to lose grip. All the other cowboys saw Muley begun to slip. He took up slack to keep that horse's head from going down. But Muley hit the ground. That bronc's got ways of knowing just which way you're going, and he'll lose you on the turn. Muley, there's daylight on the saddle, and it looks like you lost the battle. Singing Muley, when will you ever learn? Now Muley Brown is hauling stock for the rodeo companies, pulling a set of doubles with a beat-up GMC. Then he sold his old association saddle for a song. Oh, Muley, what the hell went wrong? Muley, that bronc's got ways of knowing just which way you're going, that it'll lose you on the turn. You know there's daylight on the saddle. Looks like you lost the battle. Singing, Muley, when will you ever learn? Muley Brown rode saddle bronze like they was broke to ride.
The story of Muley Brown there, Bill and Bonnie Hearn, with the helped out there by Jerry Jeff. I just love the way Bill does a lyric, and he talks it sometimes and makes it really real to you. That song was written by their mandolin player, as I said, John Agnes. And let's see, I'm going to just wind up this little part with the title song of the album. Well, the title of the album is called Diamonds in the Rough, and that title came out of this song called Every Drop of Water. And Bill and Bonnie listen to so many other artists. They devour albums and really go into them and find songs that maybe weren't hit songs for somebody, but they find the songs that really shine. And this is one of them, and it just suits them to a T. Because I suppose you could say they are diamonds in the rough, and they're not that rough either. So let's listen to this.
Life is kind of like a roller coaster, up and down, over and over again, till it ends. The way I figure it, it's all grist for the mill. There's a lesson we learn with every hard spill we take. There are no mistakes. We're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. It's the struggles in this life that make us strong. Embrace the good times and the bad. Keep in mind when you're sad. Oh, tears of joy and sorrow lead you home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Now you would know it by looking at me now. Not long ago, I was down for the count and scared. I didn't think I had a prayer. But I found the faith to get over that mountain. It took a while, but nobody's counting anyway. And I'm here to say, we're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. It's the struggles in this life that make you strong. Embrace the good times and the bad. Keep in mind when you're sad. Oh, tears of joy and sorrow lead us home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Changing work of art. We're all diamonds in the rough. We'll shine soon enough. Let tears of joy and sorrow lead you home. Every drop of water shapes a stone. Life is kind of like a roller coaster, up and down, over and over again.
There's Bill and Bonnie Hearn there. Every drop of water shapes a stone. And There are diamonds in the rough, as I said. If you're ever fortunate enough to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico, and go to the La Fonda Hotel, very often you'll find Bill, not so often Bonnie these days, but Bill Hearn still carrying on. They've been there for over 25 years at the La Fonda Hotel, playing for people to dance, and it's just a great way to spend a night. And I mentioned Bill's and Bonnie's way of making songs real to you. And there's a reality in their work that I treasure it. I really do. And another artist that has the same effect on me is Iris DeMent. And after we did the Other Voices album with Nancy Griffith, I think I mentioned that we did a show down in Austin, Texas, which we made a television show out of, and all the people from the Other Voices album were on that show, including Iris. And after the show, we went across the street to the great old Stockman Hotel, the Driscoll Hotel in Austin, Texas. And they have a piano downstairs, and James Hooker, Nancy's keyboard player at the time, sat down at the piano. And before you know it, there was quite a sing-song going on with Odetta, with Jerry Jeff Walker, Carolyn Hester, Tom Paxton, quite a crowd there around the piano. And after a good while, Hooker decided to take a break. And when no one was looking, Iris DeMent sat down at the piano and sang this song.
Oh.
there's Iris DeMent with her song My Life. As I said, we were all standing around the piano there in the Driscoll Hotel when she sang that, and surrounded by these veterans of the folk world. And you could have heard a pin drop. It was just one of those moments you never forget. And that was the beginning of our journey on Iris's second album, which was called My Life. And it showed a lot of growth in Iris from the first time we recorded. And, you know, it's not all roses when you have success in the music business. All of a sudden, your life isn't your own. You've got to travel a lot. You've got to do a lot of things, and it can get to you. And she has this very, very moving song called No Time to Cry.
My father died a year ago today. Rooster started crowing when they carried Dad away. There beside my mother in the living room I stood, with my brothers and my sisters knowing Dad was gone for good. Well, I stayed at home just long enough to lay him in the ground, and then I caught a plane to do a show up north in Detroit town, because I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. I've got when I was a girl. So many things have changed, so much here in my world. I remember sitting on the front yard when an ambulance went by, and just listening to those sirens, I would break down and cry. But now I'm walking, now I'm talking, just what I'm supposed to do. Working overtime to make sure that I don't come unglued. I guess I'm older now. I've got no time to cry. I've got to learn to stop and fast. I've got no time to cry. I sit down on the sofa and I watch the evening news. There's a half a dozen tragedies from which to pick and choose. The baby that was missing was found in a ditch today. And there's bombs a-flying and people dying not so far away now. Take a beer from the refrigerator and go sit out in the yard. And with a COVID in my hand, I'm gonna bite down and swallow hard. Because I'm older now, and I've got no time to